Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. You've got a special week that you are participating in right now. I'm super excited. This is the Plan to Profit Challenge. And if you want to go ahead and get the workbooks and things that I'm talking about in all of these daily podcasts, you can go to planetoprofitchallenge.com and get everything you need right there. So stay tuned. We've got an amazing week planned ahead. Hey guys, we are back. Stacey Tuschel here, and I'm super excited because today is day two of our Plan to Profit Challenge. It is our fourth annual challenge. You guys are bringing it, and I'm just so excited. You're excited that 2020 is going to be your year. And yesterday, we talked about finding your proven business model by being inspired by other businesses, okay? And as you have that, all right, now we need to decide, what is going to be your bestseller in 2020, okay? A lot of us, most of us, want more revenue, more income, right? More profitability, more followers, more email lists. We want everything. We just want more. So what a lot of us think is that we need to create more, right? Maybe we aren't making the income we want because we don't have enough products. We start to tell ourselves, what can we do this weekend, or what can we have next month, or what can I shout out for Black Friday, or more, right? Here's what I want to tell you. When I am working with clients, a lot of times when they scrap some of the products that they have and they hone in on the one thing, their bestseller, right? They will make more money. And I'm telling you this because as you can focus in on one thing, you can put so much more time and energy into the product, the customer experience, right? And all of a sudden, we'll start to see the retention go up, referrals go up. But when you spread yourself thin with all of these products, programs, and services, our energy is spread thin and we just don't have time to put in the quality that we actually want it to provide, okay? So today, we are going to decide where our number one source of revenue is going to come in, all right? So you might have 17 products, but there is definitely a product that makes more than anything else. And I want you to figure out what it is so we can put more time and energy into what is currently your bestseller. Now, some of you, your bestseller from 2019 will not necessarily be where your focus goes for 2020. You may be pivoting. You may be switching things up. You may be seeing the market changing and you need to tweak with it, right? Some of you are going to say, no, this worked in 2019 and I'm going to scale it in 2020, right? We're all in a different situation. So I really want you to go through today's workbook because it's a 5-minute video. I'm barely scratching the surface of what I want to tell you. But in the workbook, we're actually showing you how to evaluate last year and then how to look ahead and really predict what you see 2020 being as your number one revenue generator, okay? So the key here is more products, programs, and services will not necessarily give you, most likely will not give you more revenue. But there is one thing that you could be focusing on that can bring you in everything you need for next year, okay? That was one of my biggest mistakes I think I've done in both businesses, my performing arts academies and my consulting business, is I was always shiny object, seeing what I could add and what I could do. And then years and years later, I go back to what actually worked and I continue to scale one thing or our main thing. And as I do that, I see the numbers I really wanted in the beginning, right? And I know that you're going to do the same thing. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, if you haven't signed up for the challenge, make sure to do that. I want you to get signed up, get the workbook and go through it. Then meet me today in our Facebook group. at 11:30 Central. I'm going to be doing a Q&A. I'm going to be helping you through the workbook, answering any questions you have to make sure you are picking that bestseller and really understanding why this is going to be the one thing for you next year. Okay. I know you can do this. Short and sweet. We are doing this week's trainings in real time. These videos, podcasts, this is not going to be staying up. We are taking everything down. So if you're like, oh, I'll catch up later, I'll do this later. Now is the time. This is free. Take advantage of it. All right. I'm really excited because tomorrow we are going to be doing something that my CPA and I did last January, where we set the focus of our year. And I'm telling you guys, this one thing we did massively changed the profitability in my business this year. And I cannot wait to share with you what we did. That's going to be tomorrow. And then on day four, I'm going to be sharing with you how we take our focus to then decide where are we spending our money, what's a good investment, what's not, not just our money, but our time. And then on Friday, we are ending strong with your 2020 profit plan. And we've got a workbook and video for every single day. So you guys stick with us. This is going to be such a great event and I can't wait to see what you do today. Do me a big favor, post in the Facebook group what your bestseller is going to be for 2020. Tell me the name of that product or whatever it is. Shout it out so you know that you've committed to having this be your bestseller. All right, I can't wait to see you in the Facebook group later today. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. But don't worry, if you're craving more business building guidance, I've got two places to send you. First, be sure to join our free Facebook group at foottraffic.club. You'll get support from other small business owners like you, plus exclusive content from me. And if you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.